Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
At Best Western, we can't promise you the perfect family beach vacation. We can't promise that it won't rain, or that you won't get a sunburn, or that your family won't endearingly call you Lobster Mom for weeks afterward. What we can promise is a warm welcome and a comfortable room amidst all the joyful chaos. Lobster Mom. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western, with over 4,200 hotels worldwide.
Hi everyone, I'm Cheryl Butler, and you're listening to the Mighty Mommy's Quick and Dirty Tips podcast, which will help make your life as a parent a little bit easier and a lot more fun. Welcome. Today's episode is number 620, Conquer Your Messy Home with These 8 Easy Habits, because the answer to tackling your messy home might be all in your head. Shift your mindset and form these simple habits so you'll never have to be discouraged by clutter and chaos again. Housekeeping doesn't have to be a chore if you don't allow it to be. Go ahead, roll your eyes, because that's precisely what I did when one of my best friends lovingly shared that thought with me. I remember how tired and frustrated I was because I could never get my housekeeping act together. She replied, "And you never will with that attitude." I've been looking for someone to share my housekeeping misery because, after all, misery loves company. Instead, my friend kindly suggested that I change my way of thinking. That simple shift in mindset helped change my outlook on housekeeping altogether. And it reminds me of a quote, "Change the way you look at things, and the things you look at change." And that was from Wayne Dyer. That quote became my mantra when it came to mundane home duties. I realized that my friend was right. Our family was fortunate to have a nice home with a beautiful yard. How I cared for it, well, that was up to me. So why not make it a pleasant experience? These 8 tips have streamlined my busy home's upkeep and helped me spend less time frustrated with a messy house and more time enjoying my family. So for starters, number 1, start the day off on a positive note by making your bed. So here's the problem. I used to poo-poo the bed-making concept because I thought it was a waste of time. I was only going to crawl back into it exhausted at the end of the day. And no one sees my bedroom except for me. So who would know or care if I left my bed unmade? It was easier to shut the bedroom door and forget about my disheveled quarters than to spend the time to make it look tidy. Well, here's the smart habit. It turns out that there are dozens of good reasons to start your day on the right foot by making your bed. U.S. Navy Admiral William H. McRaven believes so strongly in the power of making your bed that he even wrote a New York Times best-selling book about it. Make Your Bed, Little Things That Can Change Your Life, and Maybe the World. The book is based on an inspiring graduation speech Admiral McRaven gave that encouraged graduates to change the world, starting with making their beds. Why does making your bed matter? The Admiral says, making your bed will give you a small sense of pride and encourage you to do another task, and then another, and another, until you've completed many tasks throughout the day. Making your bed will also reinforce the fact that the little things in life matter. Visit my page at www.quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy, and you can review all of today's show notes as well as see a clip of Admiral McRaven giving his inspired speech. Number 2. Live by the 5-minute rule. The problem. My home got so out of control because I never wanted to tackle a project if I didn't have hours to complete it. So, for instance, instead of sweeping the kitchen floor of extra Cheerios in the morning, I left it thinking there was no point in sweeping if I didn't have the time to mop the floor, too. I was striving for perfection rather than good enough. The smart habit? Enter the 5-minute rule. Whenever you have a pocket of 5 minutes and you see a small task that you can easily complete, don't put it off until you have more time. Seize the moment and just do it. Grab those wet towels off the bathroom floor and put them in the hamper. Unload the dishwasher before dinner while the pasta is boiling, rather than leaving it until after the meal, you know, adding one more chore to the cleanup. And I have a quick tip for you. Better yet, make the 5-minute rule into a fun game with the kids, which is what I do. Give everyone a job, vacuuming, dusting, wiping off fingerprints from windows, and so on. Then set a timer and race against the clock for a helpful speed cleaning session. Who can get the most tasks done in 5 minutes? You can even give a little reward like giving the winner a free pass on an assigned chore. Number 3. Use a catch-all basket. The problem? One of the biggest reasons our homes get messy fast is because we take things from room to room without putting the items back where they belong. And multi-story homes in particular really suffer from this phenomenon. The smart habit? Find a pretty basket or a container to leave in key areas of your home, like the stairway or your family room. Now, place items that don't belong in that area of your home in your catch-all basket. And then, when you're heading toward upstairs or to whatever area the items belong, grab the basket and put the things back in their proper place.
At Best Western, we can't promise you the perfect family beach vacation. We can't promise that it won't rain, or that you won't get a sunburn, or that your family won't endearingly call you Lobster Mom for weeks afterward. What we can promise is a warm welcome and a comfortable room amidst all the joyful chaos. Lobster Mom. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western, with over 4,200 hotels worldwide.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a Realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Number 4. Save your sanity with a little laundry discipline. The problem? My least favorite part of laundry is folding it, and worse, putting it away. I'd rather clean the toilet. I disliked this chore so much that my solution was to throw everything in various laundry baskets and let it sit there until somebody needed it. At that point, we'd resort to digging through baskets to find what we needed, and most of the clean laundry would end up on the floor. With 8 kids, it was an endless cycle. The smart habit? The best laundry tip I've ever learned in all my years of doing laundry for a large family does require some discipline, but honestly, it is a game changer. Are you ready? Never put a load of clothes into the dryer until you've folded the laundry you've just removed from it. Ever. Get yourself and your family into the habit of folding the clothes right away when you take them out of the dryer, and putting them away. Then, and only then, throw the next load in. And a quick tip for you. One of the reasons I procrastinated folding laundry was because I really wasn't good at it. Home organizational guru Marie Kondo changed that. If you're not familiar with her trademark brilliant way to neatly fold and store clothes, head on over to my page and take a look at the video on the Cone Marie Fold. Number 5. Store plastic containers the right way. The problem? How often have you opened your kitchen cabinets only to have an avalanche of mismatched plastic containers and lids fall out? If you're like I was, there were never matching sets with lids that fit. Plus, there are so many containers and lids you can barely shut the cabinet drawer. Am I right? The smart habit. The solution to this problem is so simple, most of us overlook it. Don't store your containers and lids in the cupboard without the cover on it. This takes some practice, but you'll never have mismatched containers again once you get into this habit. Yes, nesting the containers saves space, but I'm willing to bet you don't need all the containers you have and that you're taking up more cabinet space by hanging on to containers that you'll never find the lids for. Number 6. Use your dishwasher for more than just dishes. The problem. Your home has plenty of items that are difficult or just plain icky to clean. So they sit around and get grungier. Eventually, you either toss them or you lose your mind looking at how gross they are. The smart habit? Say hello to one of the best appliances ever invented, the dishwasher. This fantastic household unit is not just for dishes. Items like sponges and cleaning utensils, fan blades, pet toys, sports equipment, and even sweaty baseball caps can safely be cleaned in your dishwasher. But on an important note, before you clean any object in the dishwasher, do your research to be sure it's safe. I have an article on my page, 40 Surprising Things You Can Clean in Your Dishwasher. It'll share a lot of helpful information. Number 7. Rescue your bathroom with white vinegar. The problem, raising 8 kids in a home with 2.5 bathrooms had its challenges, especially during the teenage years. But hands down, keeping the shower and the tiled areas clean and scum-free was the most difficult. Let's face it, family traffic can make a bathroom grungy fast. The smart habit? Years ago, I found a website that featured bleach-free housekeeping remedies. I tried a few of them, but the one that rocked my world is known as the Miracle Cleaner for bathrooms. This unbelievable combination of 2/3 cup white vinegar and 1/3 cup of Dawn blue dish detergent removed soap scum, mildew, and even grease from my shower, glass doors, and grout. And if you loathe the smell of vinegar, just add a few drops of your favorite essential oil to mask the odor. Mix the solution and place it in a plastic spray bottle. Voila, that's it. Spray on soiled areas, let it sit for about 30 minutes, and then wipe down with a cleaning cloth or a sponge. It's like no other product I've ever used in my home. And a quick tip for you is that this solution makes a great kitchen cleanser too. Mix up a couple of batches so you can keep one under the bathroom sink and another in the kitchen. And finally, number 8, and I think this one is probably my favorite. Don't go to bed if there are dishes in the sink. The problem? You're exhausted after your long day. Dinner took longer than expected to prepare and serve, and now it's time to oversee homework and then start the bedtime routine. The last thing you have the energy for is the stack of dirty dishes waiting for you in the sink. Well, what's the smart habit? Now we've come full circle. Just as making your bed every morning sets the tone for the rest of your day, this final tip can help you end your night on a positive note. Don't go to bed with dirty dishes in the sink. Although you may be tired and ready to collapse, give yourself a quick pep talk You've got this, and if you tackle it now, you won't have to wake up discouraged by the sight of dirty dishes in the morning. So turn on some relaxing music and go for it. The dishwasher will be loaded in no time. There's nothing like waking up to a clean kitchen, and once you and your family get into the groove each night, you'll have a fresh start every day from here on out. What's your best housekeeping hack? Join the conversation and share your thoughts on the Mighty Mommy Facebook page or Twitter. You can also email me at mommy@quickanddirtytips.com. Listen and follow on Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Next week, please join me because I'm going to share some tips and tricks to help you keep your child or your children motivated through the good times and bad. As always, thanks so much for listening this week, and until next time, happy parenting.
At Best Western, we can't promise you the perfect family beach vacation. We can't promise that it won't rain, or that you won't get a sunburn, or that your family won't endearingly call you Lobster Mom for weeks afterward. What we can promise is a warm welcome and a comfortable room amidst all the joyful chaos. Lobster Mom. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western, with over 4,200 hotels worldwide.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a Realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.